Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day that the Lord has kept us another week. I just thank him on today. He's worthy to be praised, y'all. You know, so much going on from day to day and from week to week. I'm telling you, it's so much coming at our minds, the battles of our minds in this last hour. I tell you, the attack of the enemy, where we already know the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy our lives. But Jesus said he come to give us life and that life more abundantly on today. We just thank him. I thank him for my family on today, my children, grandchildren. And my family, my entire family, friends, and loved ones on today, even our enemies, we pray for those that despise us and hate us without a cause in this last hour. It's so much going on, y'all. I'm telling you, the devil's working hard, and he's working fast, and he knows he has but a short time, and he know he's running out of time. You know, we can't let up. That's why the Bible said, redeem the time, for the days are evil. God knows the days are evil. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you this morning for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day in which we've never seen before. We thank you for the blood running warm in our veins. We thank you for being closed in our right mind. We thank you, God. We just can't praise you and worship you enough. We plead the blood of Jesus on today against any and every attack of the enemy that try to come to hinder, to stop your word on today, God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper on today. We just thank you, God, that your word is still a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. You say you still the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And we thank you for that on today. In Jesus' name, we pray. We pray that you'll think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay, minister to the hearer on today, God. We pray and we break every yoke that the enemy has tried to hold them and to fold their lives, oh God, in this last hour. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray that you will be set free from the enemy on today. And the word of God says, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. We thank you on today, like I just said, we just thank God for another day that he's kept us and kept our family. There's so much to thank him for. There's so much going on around about us, y'all. The violence is filling the land. Every day there's bad news versus good news because the enemy knows he's running out of time. And we better wake up. Wake up. Shake yourself out of your slumber, out of your sleep, your slothfulness, you know. You got to get in a hurry for your soul in this last hour. And we just thank God. He's worthy to be praised this morning. You know, we've been talking about how the devil's using religion to try to set up things for the Antichrist to be set in place. And, you know, there is a lot going on. I mean, you know, people are trying to find places to worship. I mean, it used to be a time where you could just say, oh, go to church. But now, oh, my God, You have to be so careful what doors you go in on today, because the enemy has crept in the house of God like the word of God has warned us that he would. He said judgment must begin in the house of God. And we can truly say today that judgment has begun. I mean, the enemy crept in unaware. That's why God's word told us to watch and to pray and to stay alert, so that the enemy wouldn't come in on you as a thief, because a thief can't come in on you as a thief when you're aware. So that's why he told us to watch, pray, stay alert, for this time was coming. And it's here today, y'all. I'm telling you, it's witchcraft in the church. I had an article back in 1999 from the Charisma magazine that said, witchcraft in America. Oh, my God. That's what's going on. You look around, you wonder, and you say, God, there's a strong delusion in your house. And that's why you said that there was going to be judgment, because these false prophets and false teachers and leaders was going to creep in, and with their lying tongues, lying wonders, is coming in and seduce the people away from the truth. And we can certainly see this today. I mean, no morals, no values in the house of God. You just come in God's house and do anything. Just do what you want to do. I mean, there's a movement from years ago, you know, the Jesus movement, the sin, S-E-N-D, movement, and the NAR movement. It's so many movements. Even back years ago, Shirley MacLaine, the I Am God movement. Oh, my God, it's back again. There's nothing new under the sun. These things have happened before. The word of God said there's nothing new. It just goes from generation to generation. And just like as in the days of Noah, that's how it is today. It was Sodom and Gomorrah, those two cities and the surrounding cities around about them that went against God's word. And all you open up your spirit and let all these demonic spirits and suggestions come inside of you from not reading the word of God and seeking God's word. That's why he told us to stay alert. Stay alert. Watch and pray. It's witchcraft in America today. That's what's going on. I mean, Hindu spirits all around in the house of God today. There's a book that my husband had. I was reading it. He passed, and he was a wonderful man of God, I'm telling you. And this book is a book titled The Occult and the Occultists. And this book was saying, talking about the Hindus, you know, Hindu spirit. And God knows that's what we're seeing in the church today, the Hindu spirit. Let me read this article to you before I get started here. In this book, it said, a Hindu philosopher, God is generally an it. Did you hear that? God is generally a it to the Hindus. It's not a person as in the Bible. For Hinduism, there is a great multitude of gods with a small g and goddesses. This is the polytheistic idolatry in the practice. It says, popular Hinduism also is bound in immoral practices, superstition, fear, and occultism, and demon worship and possession by the gods can also be found in that. It's the casting systems of rites, unjust and cruel. It said there are very few attempts to reform this system before the time when Hinduism was influenced by Christian ideas. There was at one time where Hinduism was influenced by the Christian ideas. It said, there is no recognition of sin and more guilt to the Hindus. They don't recognize sin, and there is no guilt, no moral guilt. It says sin is an illusion. An illusion? That means not real, you know, to them. It's the Hindus is automatically sensing that man is God. So now we get a better picture here about what's taking place in the churches today because people are worshiping the leader as gods. That's the Hindu spirit. It's in the house of God. That's why they had the article, Witchcraft in America. Oh, my God, the spirit of delusion, the spirit of deception is great in America today. We can look. We can look around and see how much things have changed. It said he, therefore, is not separated from God. It's talking about the Hindu belief. It's saying they don't believe that God is the Son of God. I mean, that Jesus is the Son of God, as the Bible has stated. It said Hinduism is a word system. Forgiveness of sin does not fit in to their picture, but karma do. And you hear a lot of people talking about karma. You know, and karma means the law of the cause of effect. Now, we as Christians, we don't go under that. We don't abide under that. We abide under the word of God, which the word of God says, vengeance is mine. So God will revenge. He will pay. Karma ain't paying nothing. That is a Hindu spirit that has crept in to the churches today because a lot of Christians, so-called Christians, are using the word karma. But the word of God said we reap what we sow. So we got to stick with the word of God. A lot of things we're picking up, and we don't even know where the stuff comes from. You don't investigate anything. You just take it and run with it. It is poison. It's like a cancer that's inside of you, and you don't know that the cancer is there. A lot of times some people have cancer and don't know it until they're in the last stage of it. So it's so important that we get into the word of God and let the word get in you. And the only way the word's going to get in you is you get it and read it. Pick up the word of God. Stop listening to all these people with different ideas. You know, we can't go off our own thought. You know, there was a movement of the new thoughts. And the New Thought movement, I mean, there were so many. If you go back and look, there were so many different movements, you know, the I Am God, like I said, and just so many different movements, and Jesus movement, and the hippie movement. It's been a lot of movement, and movement means to be moved, you know. Today, we're hearing that a lot of churches, you know, are apostate, and apostate means that you have given up the religion or the belief that you once believed. And that's what is taking place, and that is the spirit of witchcraft. You know, the word of God says rebellion. If you're rebellious against God's word, against God's teaching, against God's people, that is the spirit of witchcraft. Rebellion is as the form of witchcraft. That's what we're seeing today. Rebellion in the house of God. They're not preaching and teaching the word of God. You're going against God. That means that you are a sellout, just like Judas was. These pastors and leaders have sold out for money. It's prosperity everywhere. And it's not supposed to be. It's the money God. It's these leaders that have forsaken God's word for money. The word of God said, what would you give in exchange for your soul? What is worth more than your soul? Nothing is worth your soul. Nobody is worth your soul. No person is worth your soul. No one is worth your soul. Mama, daddy, sister, brother, I don't care who it is. He said you have to deny everything, everybody. Take up your cross and follow him, not them. Everyone has got to give an account for your soul today. I'm trying to get you to wake up and shake yourself before time is too late. We're running out of time. That's why you say redeem the time, mean make good use of your time. stop following the crowd. Follow the cloud, the glory and the presence of the Lord. It's in his word. The enemy wants to keep you away from God's word because he know there's life in the word of God. The word of God said, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say. What is the Spirit saying to you? You see the change. You see the witchcraft right in your face. You see it. You see the deception in the church. You see the leaders that have taken down, you know, and just opened themselves to all these things that God told them not to do for money. Telling you, you know, plant a seed, give us $1,000, you know, and then God will bless you. Oh, no. The word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Yeah, I mean, but today these pastors have sold out, exchanged their soul for money, just like Judas, the Judas kiss. Oh, yes, and don't believe everybody that's kissing you, loving you. So the devil's kissing too. Oh, my God. Wake up, y'all. We're running out of time. This church that you see today is like, got that spirit of the latest seer. Okay, can we go to Revelation? Revelation chapter 3 and verse 14. Somebody read it for me, please. This is what we're seeing today. Oh, my God, it's witchcraft in the church, the Hindu spirit. And some of you see. Even what, Bernard John, you see him with one of the Hindus from over in India? They going over there getting dressed and then come back and try to use that mess on you because you're not saved. That's why it's so important to be saved, because the devil has power. If the devil didn't have power, why do we see people killing, stealing, and destroying people's lives? He has power, but he don't have all power. You need to get on the Lord's side. Hurry up. Run. Run for your life. Get on the Lord's side. Stand up and be counted. Because right now you're being counted on the devil's side, and the devil recognized that. If you're not worshiping Jesus, you're worshiping Satan, I'm telling you. If you're not on the Lord's side because you were born in sin and you have to be born again, that means you have to commit your life to Christ. And you just heard me read to you that the Hindu spirit, and that's what you're seeing in the church today. Ain't nobody got to be saved. Just do what you want to do. You know, it's just do thy own will. That was a movement, too, by Aleister Crowley, the do thy own will. And you see Jay-Z and them wearing the shirt. And, I mean, it's just all over America. Witchcraft is all over America to kill, steal, and destroy your life. But Christ came. Jesus said, God sent his son, his only begotten son, that you might be saved this morning. That you might wake out of your slumber. Give your life to Christ. But like I said, it's the church. This is what the church is saying right here. Can you read it for me?
To the angel of the church of the Laodicean write, these things says the Amen. Is that right? The faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy work.
Hold on. I know your work. Okay, go ahead.
That thou art neither cold nor hot.
Mm-hmm.
I would thou work cold or hot.
He said, whether that you be hot or cold. Choose, you know. Go ahead.
So then, because thou art lukewarm.
Lukewarm, that's what you see in the church.
And neither cold nor hot.
Come on.
I will spew thee out of my mouth.
He's going to throw you up. You're making him sick. What do you see? He's going to spew you up.
Go ahead and finish reading. Because thou sayest, I am rich.
These leaders saying, oh, we don't need to preach the word of God because, you know, we're rich. Go ahead.
Because thou art
Because I say it, I am rich.
Mm-hmm. And increase with goods and have need of nothing.
Lord have mercy. That is what has taken the people away from the word of God and taking your mind off of Christ, because the money, the wealth, the things you're seeing these pastors. Oh, you used to be a time they had no car. People got 4 and 5 cars, 3 years, you know, houses. And I mean, you got all this stuff. You saying, I'm good. I have no need of Christ now. These pastors, you know, they got suits and they, you know, they got what you call them, shoes. You know, yeah, they got all these different kinds of name brand shoes and oh my God and oh my God cars and you know Bentleys and we good God, we don't need you no more. You know, go ahead. So we don't need nothing.
Need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched.
We don't need anything. He said, but look, this is what he said. He said, and knowest not that thou art wretched,
miserable,
you're miserable,
and poor,
you're poor,
and blind,
and you're blind. You can't see, and you're what?
And
you're naked. This is what he's saying. You're saying you're rich. We don't need God now, you know. I'm a billionaire. I'm a trillionaire. You know, I got it going on. I got homes. I got cars. I'm famous. My name. Do you know my name? You know who I am? And nobody's saying, do you know who Jesus is? No. Do you know who I am? Do you know who T.D. Jakes is? Do you know who Joyce Meyers is? Do you know Kenneth Copeland? Do you know them? No, it's not about knowing them. Because, see, they sell out. They just like Judas. They have betrayed God for money. And for fame and fortune of this world, that's why T.D. Jakes can say, you know, there's many ways to God now, changing God's word. You know, that's a new thought. You got to stick with what the word say. It ain't about your thought. It's about his. It's about God's word, God's truth. And that's what's not being taught today, the truth in God's house. Because you're saying, hey, I'm rich. I don't need God no more. You know, I used to be poor, and I was digging ditches. I ain't digging ditches no more, and I got books, and, you know, and church is a business now. What happened? And everybody getting on board, sisterhood, brotherhood, you know, you rub my back, you scratch mine, and I scratch yours, you know, and we're going to make this money off of the people, using the people and abusing the people for fame and fortune and for your name. Hell's going to be homeless, don't change. Oh, yeah, the word of God said, when I say to one, I say to all. Finish reading.
I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire,
uh-huh,
that thou mayest be rich, white raiment,
uh-huh,
that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear,
uh-huh,
and anoint thine eyes with eye salve.
Eye salve.
Uh-huh. That thou mayest see.
That's what you want. God to anoint your eyes so that you can see. See what they're doing to you. They're using and abusing the people of God. Go ahead.
As many as I love.
God said, look, as many as I love. He loved you, but what?
I rebuke.
He rebuking.
And chasing.
And he's chasing you. You rebuke your children because you love your children. Anybody that really love your children, you're going to rebuke them if you see them doing something wrong. Because you love them. You don't want them to hurt. You don't want harm to come to them. He says he rebukes and he chases. Oh, don't rebuke me. Nobody got the right to tell me what to do. The word of God is our guideline. It's truth. Ain't nothing going to set you free but the truth. He said, he whom the Son set free, the Son of God, is free indeed. Do you want to be free today? And the truth is, a lot of people that wants to be bound, look around. He says, go ahead. Come on. Change your mind. Come on. He said, and therefore repent. That's what we need in the church today is repentance, y'all. Everybody repentance. Everybody just want to do what you want to do, you know, and still think you're going to make it. You know, it's so much foolishness out here now. you know, people can live like the devil, kill and steal and do all that, and then they go to heaven. I don't care what they do. And that's the same thing that the Hindus believe. There is no sin. Can we just read it? They believe there is no sin. And they believe that they are God. Come on, wake up, y'all. Okay, we're going to talk about also Alistair Bailey, because I see a lot of this, too, a lot of this. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians 5:17. Now, this lady, I saw her years ago. I think it was, can't think of his name right now, but anyway, she'd been on Oprah and all these other, you know, talk shows years ago. 2 Thessalonians 5:17, and the next person get Proverbs 22:6. Yeah, but Alistair Bailey, you know, she was a New Ager too, and was known as a prophetess, you know, and stuff. And she had these 10 points. I want y'all to listen to this, because this is what we're seeing. It's because witchcraft is in America. It has crept in the house of God. The spirit of deception is taking people away from God. This New Age of Alistair Bailey is just like the lady, what name, Marilyn, took prayer out of school. One person can tell me, saying the Bible said, who has bewitched you? O'Hara, her name Marilyn, one of Marilyn, Marilyn, or something like that. Yeah. But anyway, 2 Thessalonians 5:17, I knew I was somewhere there. It's me and my children. Thank you, Jesus. My children can help me. Lord, have mercy. She got like 10 points that she put out for the Christians. And you can see it. It's under the New World Order. You know, when somebody say New World Order, that means you're out with the old, in with something new. But the Bible said there's nothing new, y'all. So New Agers are under the form of occultism and witchcraft. Okay, 2 Thessalonians 5:17. Please read. Her first point was take God and prayer out of the education system. That's 2 Thessalonians 5:17. Let's see what the words say.
First Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing.
Pray without ceasing. Now she has up here, take God and prayer out of the education system. Well, we know that they done took prayer out of school. They got that accomplished, right? The devil is always working, y'all. And her second one, go ahead.
In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Amen. Now we're going to Proverbs 22:6. We're just going to give you the word today.
Train up a child in the way he should go,
and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Okay, so she says reduce parental authority over the children. Proverbs 22:6 says what, though?
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Okay. Proverbs 13:24. Somebody read. We're seeing all this stuff has taken down the church. I'm telling you.
He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him bedtime.
Oh, hallelujah. You can read it. Any mistakes we make, you need to read yourself, right? We don't want you to just take what we say. Get the book, get the Bible, read it for yourself. So she's saying,
train up your child in a way that he should go, right? And when he get old, he should not depart from it. So we know that it's important that we train our children because, I mean, if your child don't know, how are you going to learn to pray? How are you going to learn to call on him? So she wanted to reduce the parental authority over our children. We're seeing that today. Okay, Proverbs 13:24, you just read that. If you don't spank your child, when is that kill them? But you got to correct them. That's why so many young people have lost their lives, even today, because they haven't been taught. You know, they're no longer training our children. Train your child. Correct them. You don't love them. That's what the word says. You don't love them if you don't correct them. Okay? Now we're going to Genesis 2:18-25. This was another thing.
And the Lord God said, it is not good that a man should be alone. That's not it, is it?
Genesis 2, verses 18-25.
And the Lord God said, it is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him and help meet for him.
Okay, that's one of her rules, is to make divorce easy. Don't want marriage, you know. It says make it legally free for people to get divorced.
Well, what did the Bible say?
When the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet and help meet for him.
So she wants to destroy the Christian family structure. The traditional church family she don't want. That's what, you know, that's one of her points. And we can see that today. People been married 10, 20, 30, 40 years. And now, you know, they separated. You know, the devil done came in, tried to destroy your house, your family, your children. You know, trying to destroy. Separate us. You know, the word of God said a house divided against itself can't stand. And the devil knows that. That's why she wants to get rid of the traditional Christian family. These are some of her 10 points that's under the New World Order. We can see that taking place in the house of God. Families are not families no more. I mean, a husband leaving their wives, I mean, they pastors, and they leaving their wives. They messing with women in the church, just like Eli's sons did. You know, doing all kinds of things in God's house. Okay, Jeremiah 1:5.
Jeremiah 1:5. And then somebody get Psalms 139. This spirit is in the church today. I'm sorry. Let's finish Genesis chapter 2, verse 18-25. I'm going so fast here. Y'all know how I do. I ride a fast horse.
And every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he could call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. Verse 20. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found and help meet for him. Verse 21, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. Verse 22, and the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto man. Verse 23, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Verse 24, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh.
Lastly, verse 25, and they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed.
Ain't that something? So this is what I'm saying. She said she wants to destroy the Judaism of Christian families and traditional Christian family structure. And but we see what the word is saying, that God made man, and then he made woman. And then there were children. So, you know, I mean, as we read, you know. So go to Ephesians 5 and 22 and 33. You're talking about the Christian family. God made woman for man. He's not confused. He made us all.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife.
Who?
The husband is the head of the wife.
Okay.
Even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ.
The church is subject unto who?
Christ.
All right.
So let the wives be to their own husbands in everything.
To your own husband, right?
Right.
Amen. Amen. So he has a structure for us, the Christian structure. But Alice Bailey, this is one of her points. And look around, look at the church, look at the family. That's what the enemy wants, to destroy your family. Don't let him do it. You know, women live. I'm telling you, Lord have mercy. Women in the workplace, women everywhere. I mean, what is man doing? What is he doing? God made man first. You know, even T.D. Jakes got his daughter over her husband. Come on. Come on, y'all. This is not God's plan. This was not God. He didn't come out like that. He crept in unaware to seduce you and reduce you. And he said, silly women. Go back and listen to him. He said, get ready, get ready, get ready. Did you know what we were getting ready for? Do you see? Look at here. Woman, thou are loose. Naked everywhere. In the pulpit everywhere. In any kind of way. No more, no barriers whatsoever in God's house. God has structure for the family and for the church. Come on, y'all.
Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it.
The devil don't want you to love your wife. He wants you to love somebody else's wife. Go over there and you tired of yours now. See, now this is all this witchcraft and working, these spells working everywhere. Because we're not seeking God. We're not, you know, he told us don't dabble. He told us don't do it. And that's what you're seeing today, witchcraft in America, everywhere, y'all. We done got away from God's word. Get back to the Bible. That's what we're giving you today, the Bible, the word of God. Read the word of God so you can get your thinking back clearly. Because the word of God said the seducer comes to seduce you. When you get seduced, somebody take you over. You're being seduced. You're being taken without permission. Don't let the devil take you without your permission. Because, see, God gave everybody free will. Now, see, we here at the Red Church, we can't make you get saved, but we can, you know, take you to the way you need to be, which is the word of God. It's just like taking a horse to the trough to get some water, but you can't make that horse open his mouth and drink it. But we're giving you the word of God because you're running out of time. There's a new age stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on. The Antichrist spirit has come into the house of God. It's a religious demon to take you away from the word of God. These false prophets, false teachers, false leaders that they're using, that have sold out just like Judas, betrayed Jesus for your soul. Get your thought back. Get in the Word of God. Read for yourself. Get alone. Turn the music off. That's another thing, too. The devil using music. Everybody jumping and hopping, you know, and hollering and screaming and falling out and everything, getting back up the same way you got down there. I mean, you ain't no better. Your life ain't changed. Ain't nobody repenting. And that's what we read today. He said, you need to repent. We need to repent. That's what's going on. Turn the music off. Do you know what music do? Oh, my God, it alters your thinking. It puts you in a mood. You can be crying. I mean, you can hear a song, the word make you cry. I mean, you can hear a song make you laugh. I mean, come on, it takes your emotions over. You can be in a mall and you can hear music and, you know, just start buying up everything. You know, you can be in a grocery store and just hear music, you know, hear a song. You just hear a song that you ain't heard in a long time, and all of a sudden you start singing it. And you recognize, gracious, what? I don't remember saying that, you know. But you know what I'm saying? Turn the music off. We got too much going. Everybody bumping, humping, and grumping. Oh, my goodness. Turn the music off. Get in the Word of God. Read the Word. Oh, my God. The church is in a terrible state. We're playing too much music. And this stuff is altering your thinking, taking you away from God. The devil's using the music. Come on. He's suggesting things to you. And it's taking you away from the Word of God. You can't hear with a lot of stuff. With a lot of music going, you can't hear. Somebody playing one thing and you playing another. Even sometimes even in the house, if you're listening to one thing and somebody listens to another, you can't hardly hear what you're listening to. And all. Come on, turn that off. Get quiet so you can hear what God has to say to you. He wants to lead and guide your life, but you got too much going on. You can't hear, too much distractions everywhere. Turn the music off. People hear the music and they tell you, kill your mama. Boom, boom, boom. I mean, I was in the store the other day, and even in the song in the mall, it was saying something about shooting. And people don't even pay attention to what's going inside of you. And you want to know why. Oh, I just went out and somebody got on my, you know, ran in front of me and just made me just cuss them out. And, oh, that ain't me. Or, you know, are you out there and all of a sudden somebody run in front of you and the devil tell you, go ahead and kill them. And you listening to that music just got you all pumped up. Your mind is altering your thinking. You can't think clear. Turn it off. Be silent. Peace. Be still. So you can hear God clearly. We got too much going on. Like I said, sometimes you in the house, one person in one part of the house, you in another part, ain't nobody coming together. The family structure has fallen. The kids on the iPads, and oh, my God, you ain't got time for your kids. Then they go to school, and they little, and they go to school, and they don't know. They don't even know the ABCs. And then you get mad with the teacher and say the teacher ain't doing her job. And the job starts at home. The training starts at home. Oh, my God, I'm telling you, so much going on till people can't even see. You got eyes, but you can't see, the Bible says. You got ears and cannot hear because there's so much stuff coming at you that you can't hear God clear. Get along with him. Oh, my God. Finish reading. Oh, I pray that we here at the Ready Church say something that'll help you, that'll just at least get you thinking to read the Word for yourself. These pastors are not preaching the Word. They're giving you hype. They're giving you entertainment. Look at Kirk Franklin. He said, look, the music has gone too far. Some of y'all think gospel music gone too far. Look at it. It's not gospel no more. The Word of God said, make a melody unto the Lord. Hymns and spiritual songs. These songs ain't spiritual. These are lustful songs. You can take it and you can put it in the bed, or you can just put it wherever you want to put it in. It's not God. Come on, y'all. We're trying to help you here at the Ready Church. We're trying to contend for the faith in Jesus Christ.
the gospel, the good news that brings hope, that brings change, that brings deliverance unto you. It only can deliver you if you allow it to. You have to accept the word of God. You have to be changed. Read.
Yeah, Psalm 139, starting at 13 through 18.
For thou hast possessed my reins, and thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well.
Thank you, God. Now, see, now she's talking about Alice Bell in there. That was listed under her saying sex is free and making abortion legal. That don't make it right, y'all. We got to stick with the word of God. Say what? What did it say about your mother's womb?
Thou hast possessed my reins, that thou hast covered me in my mother's womb.
Yes, Lord. Only God can do that, can cover you in your mother's womb. He placed you there. Well, it's not the Big Bang that's in the air. Oh, no. He formed you from your mother's womb. Come on, y'all. All this New Age stuff and Hinduism and all this belief that, you know, that's not biblically based, y'all better run. I was listening to a young lady where she's supposed to be a millionaire or something, and she's talking about the people using witchcraft, and you go back, you'll see that's what she's using. She even said it out of her own mouth years ago. See, the devil's a cover-up. He's trying to cover up his mess. But, hey, when you're in Christ for real, you see the devil. You know, you have eyes and you can see. I once was blind, but now I see. Okay? Go ahead and read. Did we finish that? We finished 18.
My substance was not hid from thee. When I made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Verse 16, thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book of all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. Verse 17, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. Verse 18, if I should count them, they are more in number than the sand when I awake, and I am still with thee. Verse 19, surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men.
Okay. So we already talked about, you know, she had that listed on it. If sex is free, then make abortion legal and make it easy. That's what the devil wants. Now we're going to Malachi chapter 2 and verse 16. This is a new age, y'all. Come in to try to destroy the word of God, Christianity, under the new world order. The world is ordering something new, and it's not God. It's witchcraft in the house. It's manipulation and domination. As a matter of fact, I saw a flyer saying something about they're going to have a dominated conference. Some women are going to have a conference called Dominating. And that's what the devil wants. You know? He's using you to dominate other people, to manipulate other people, to intimidate other people away from truth. But the devil is a liar. God is still God. And besides him, there is no other. I don't care how much you try to lift these pastors up, and they're not preaching the truth. And like I said, Kirk Franklin, he up there dancing and humping and pumping and grumping and talking about he was addicted to porn. That young man has not been delivered. He's still shaking and thinking he's Michael Jackson. Y'all need to wake up. It's right in y'all face. That is not God. Using your body and gyrating and doing all that mess that these people are doing, him and Dietrich Haddon. He wants to be Michael Jackson and what's his name, too? What's his name? He died. You look at him. Look at that chest on y'all. This is not the body of Christ. This is deception. Michael Jackson and what's the other one that died? Prince. Yeah. That's who they want to be. Come on. In the house of God, y'all. Come on. That's what you see. Turn that music off. Read. Malachi chapter 2, verse 16.
For the Lord, the God of Israel, said that he hateth putting away, for one covereth violence with his garment, saith the Lord of hosts.
Okay. Did you read 16?
Some of it.
Okay.
The rest of it. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, that ye deal not in, that you deal not treacherously.
Now go to Ephesians 5:25-30. Her list, that's number 5, make divorce easy and legally free people from the concept of marriage for life. So get over that. She's saying, you know, but that's not what the Bible says, until death do you part. Ephesians 5:25-30. We're still talking about, you know, making it easy. The legally free people from the concept of marriage for life.
Husbands, love your wives.
What?
Husbands, love your wives.
All right.
Even as Christ also loved the church. And gave himself for it.
Yes.
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
Amen.
That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own body.
All right. Take care of your wife just like you do your own body. He should love it.
He that loveth his wife loveth himself.
Mm.
For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it. Even as the Lord, the church. Verse 30, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones.
Amen. Amen. Love your wife. Come on, men. Love your wife. Now we get to Genesis 2, verses 18-25. Don't let them separate you. I mean, I was a little disappointed when looking at the man that used to sing, I can't think of his name. He left his wife after 40-something years. Them brothers.
Ron Canole.
Come on, y'all. Beautiful wife. Been with her for over 40 years, and the devil used the enemy to blindside you to leave your wife. The word of God says, do your part. Come on, y'all. This is witchcraft. They go and sing in all these different countries, and women start lusting after you and propositioning you. And, oh, my God, and you leave your wife and your family? Who is that but the devil? Go ahead. Genesis 2:18-25. We still talking about the family and marriage and marriage life.
And the Lord God said, it is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him,
a helpmeet for him.
I will make him a helpmeet for him.
All right. What's that?
And out of the ground of the Lord God formed every.
What now? Out of what?
Out of the the ground the Lord God formed.
That's where he started. Right there, and look, and even when people die, it's the ashes, and dust to dust. You're going back, but your spirit goes to whoever you worship while you was here on the earth, your soul. What would you give in exchange for your soul? Go ahead.
And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the
spirit
and every fowl of the air
every.
And brought them unto Adam to see what he could call them.
Name the animal. Go ahead.
And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field.
Even the birds.
But for Adam, there was not found an help meet for him.
Okay. And that's why.
And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept.
It didn't say Eve, a deep sleep upon Eve. It said who?
Adam.
So he was here first, man. I even saw a preacher hand out talking about Adam wasn't even the first man. Come on, y'all. Y'all better read your word.
And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh and said thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her into the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Last verse, and they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not shamed.
You better make sure you know who you're marrying. You can't run back home to mama and daddy. You got to make sure. Is that, you know, that she's the one. We're going to do it according to the Bible. That's our guideline. The Bible is our basic instructions before leaving what? The earth. Yes. So I'm telling you, there are... Like I said, there were 10 that he had.
And then it is,
taking God and prayer out of the education system, reducing parental authority over the children, destroying the judicial Christian family structure and traditional Christian family structure. If sex is free, then make abortion legal and make it easy. Number five, make divorce easy and legally free from the concept of marriage for life. Now, homosexuality an altering lifestyle. Make it an altering lifestyle. Somebody go to Leviticus 8:22. Oh, come on, y'all. I'm telling you, the church is in a terrible state. There's witchcraft in America. I mean, people don't even know which way to go, what to do, you know. Just do whatever you want to do and think and call it God, but it's not. It's the spirit of deception everywhere.
I should not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. It is abomination.
Abomination, what is he saying? It's displeasing to him. Displeasing. Everybody trying to make it okay. But God said not. And even the next one was debased art. Making it run mad. The base arts. Make it run mad. Make it run mad. I guess it's like those arts and stuff that people be making, painting
porn, nudity, immoral films, and perversion. It says defiled and perverse through celebrities, arts of expressions, and entertainment. Y'all see all that stuff that they be doing and drawing and everything. Let's go to Romans 12 and 2.
Welcome to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Yeah. The only way we're going to do that is to read God's word. That's what proves what's acceptable. That's what shows us what's acceptable. We just can't do in and everything, and think it's okay. You know, it's displeasing to God. You know, even some of this artwork and stuff people got in their house, you think it's all right and stuff. You need to look this stuff up. You know, witches and warlocks and all that stuff. They casting spells on stuff. You know, the devil got power. We know he got power. He killing, stealing, and destroying people's lives. You know, we got mass murderers and all that. Come on, y'all. Kids getting missing and you find their body, you know, in different places. You know, because people sacrificing their children and sacrificing loved ones for fame and fortune of this world. You know what I'm saying? Do you understand? Wake up. Shake yourself. Get in the word of God. Run for your life. Jesus is soon to come. He's coming back for a ready church without spot and wrinkles in our lives. You know, as I was saying earlier, you know, prayer was taken out of school. And Lord knows, you look around, y'all see this stuff. Witchcraft in America. Witchcraft everywhere. Murdering. You know? Lord, help the church. We here at the Ready Church just trying to help y'all be ready. Jesus coming soon. Do my children have anything to say today about anything that was said? Any thoughts?
Okay.
We thank God for the word. We thank God for your presentation, for your excellency, and you know, just doing the will of God, and your stance, and not wavering in the faith, even when a lot of people are in these days and times. You stay consistent to holding to the word of God, and it's rare to find. And I know the listeners and those that follow you closely and that call you know that and see that. And even the neighbors in the community that call you, those that have seen you for years, they didn't know about you in detail, but they saw something different in your life. And now God has allowed the opportunity for you to minister to them in a way that you thought probably wouldn't happen, that we didn't see because there was so much going on in the community and different things. But we just thank God for the word and how you presented that God laid upon your heart and that we were here to be a part of it.
My fool for both of us. Yeah, we just thank God for the word.
Yeah, because, you know, the way you are right now is the way you are when my father was here, and they would get up early in the morning and pray and see God and, you know, for their children, for the ministry that he led and everything. And I heard preachers, even a preacher say that, I'm not getting up out of my sleep. I got to get my sleep. And get my rest and things like that. I'm not going to get up praying for you all. And it was puzzling because it was a preacher that, you know, we thought was, you know, on the right track. But you getting up you getting up there saying that you're not going to get up praying. You're not going to lose your sleep. But you say that you are the minister over the flock and that the people in your church can't do what you do because you're the pastor and you're the leader, and you can't get up out of your sleep. You can't lose your sleep for praying for the flock that needs you. And you're supposed to be the intercessor and the watchman to, you know, to ward off the evil and the spirits that are trying to come and attack your flock and the people that you lead and that you're supposed to be praying for, but you don't have time to pray because you sleep while the enemy is working. So thank God for you.
Thank God for those words, those inspiring words. They're uplifting. I thank God for my children and my grandchildren. I just thank God for my family, you know. Another thing I was thinking about, even in a lot of these areas today, people need to take heed because even they got the satanic school clubs now trying to work their way into the schoolhouse. Come on, y'all. We got a lot of work that needs to be done. You know, maybe you need to homeschool your child or whatever. You know, you need to pray and ask God to give you direction in this last hour because the devil is playing for keeps. You know, your babies and your children not going to stay babies. They're growing up, and the devil has set plots. He's trying to set plots for your children, you know. Some kids don't even make it to 9 and 10 years old. We're losing babies. I mean, you know, they're shooting themselves. You got guns around the house, and you're not keeping them, you know, in safety places, which you don't need to have them anyway because God said he'll protect you. But, see, you know, everybody ain't saved, and I understand. I ain't been saved all my life. So, but you need to put these things away. You got fathers just wasting their time sitting around, you know, playing games and not taking care of your children. They need you, fathers. You know, your son needs you, mothers. Your daughters need you. We need to pray like never before. I thank God for my son encouraging words. Yeah, I try to live the life that I preach about or teach about. I'm not a preacher, but I am a minister of the word of God. I love the Lord. I hate sins. And that's what we should hate. God hates sin. He said what he hates, you should hate, and what he loves, you should love. It's not that you hate the person. It's the spirit that's behind the things that people do that's not right. It's righteousness. It's just doing the right thing. You know, that's what we're here at the Reddit Church trying to tell you, you know, that you can live righteously. You can live holy. You can live right. You can have fun and still be saved, clean. You don't have to cuss and fuss and drink and do all these things that violate your body, you know, because even if a person is sick, you know, you can tell by the eyes. The windows of your soul is your eyes. I mean, if a person is suffering from liver disease or something like that, they be real yellow. You know what I'm saying? So your eyes are important, y'all. Watch what you see. Be careful what you take in. You know, I'm trying all I know, you know, to be an example and trying to, you know, tell you that you really need to be careful what you take into your eyes, what you see, and what you hear in this last hour, because there's a spirit that's all over America, and it's witchcraft in America. But we here at the Reddit Church, we just want to help you the best way we can to have you to seek God. You sought everything else. You've tried everything else, but you still haven't tried Jesus yet. And I'm telling you, if you try him, you'll never be disappointed. You'll be like, God, I wish I gave my life to you earlier. That's what I said when I gave my life to the Lord. I've been in the Lord for 47 years, and I tell you, I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Father God, we thank you and praise you for your word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We pray that you'll minister to every listener on today. God, search our hearts, search our mind, order our steps in this last hour, God. draw us to the foot of the cross, saying, what must I do to be saved? And those that are saved, God, we pray that you will give them strength to hold on, to endure until the end. And the same shall be saved. That's your word on today. We just thank you for my daughter, my son, my nieces and nephews, my brothers and sisters. And I just thank you on today. Can't thank you and praise you enough for our friends, our loved ones, even our enemies on today. We pray for them that they will no longer be our enemies. You have the power to touch their hearts and change their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted, the Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes. God bless you. Ready, church.
And ask me to surrender it completely. Lord, how can I say I love you when I put other things above you? You forgive me. We know the only way to live is learning how to die. 'Cause then and only there's a price to pay, a debt to die. There's a crown to gain, a joy to find. When I totally commit myself to you, not my will, but thine be done. Lord, I wanna be just like your son, unreserved. There's so many ways that I can go, but any way from you I'd be alone. I know you know what's best, so not my will, but thine be done. If there be any other way, then take this cup away from me. 'Cause I hate the thought of walking up to Calvary. But if that's what I must do, then I'll be willing, Lord, to faithfully obey. And the glory that awaits me when at last in you I find, abandonment to selfishness and total peace of mind. Yet there's a price to pay, a death to die. There's a crown to gain, a joy to find. When all of who I am belongs to you. So not my will, but thine be done. Lord, I wanna be just like I can There's so many ways that I can go, but any way from you I'd be alone. I know you know it's best, so not my will, but thine be done. I know you know it's best, so not my will, but thine.